it's time for Living Thunder. And greater is the one living inside of me than he who is living in the world. I'm holding on with all I've got to the living word of God. Living Thunder.
Hey, hope everybody's having a great Sunday morning out there. This is Living Thunder, and this is your host, Ken Goto. For the next 2 hours, we have an awesome lineup of Christian contemporary, Christian rock, and we're going to get the Word of God out to you to build your life on. And I also want to remind you that you can go to WPXZ1041FM.com, click on the Living Thunder program to listen on demand anytime, any day of the week. So right now, we're going to kick this morning off with one by Phil Wickham, a song called Homesick for Heaven.
My heart belongs to a country and a king, of a land I've always known but I've never seen. Some call it paradise or the land of the living. Well, I call it home, and I'm homesick for heaven. I wanna walk with Moses on streets of gold and dance with David before your throne to thank you face to face for the grace you've given. I wanna see my children run to your arms and worship the Savior who wears my scars. Today you can know without question, believe in the power of Jesus' name, and you'll go into heaven.
Listen.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Living Thunder, and we are on every Sunday morning from 8 to 10, and it's great to be with you guys for another Sunday. Right now, I would like to thank the Living Thunder sponsors, and they include Steffi Chapel, who invites you to join them each Sunday morning for services. Worship service begins there at 8:30, and Sunday school begins at 9:30. Paradise Community Church, who welcomes you to attend their services. Sunday morning worship begins there at 9:30, with Sunday school following at 10:45. Kavod Methodist Church, everyone is welcome to attend their services, and Sunday school begins there at 9 o'clock with worship service beginning at 10 a.m. And all individuals who make donations to the ministry, we thank each and every one of them for their generosity, which allows us to share the message and hope of Jesus on the air. So right now, we're going to keep the music going. I'm going to give you one by Benjamin William Hastings, and it's a song called The Heart of Worship.
As I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus. And I'm sorry, Lord, things I made, when it's all about you,
yeah,
it's all.
It's a song called The Heart of Worship. And when we think about the heart of worship, well, It's when our spirit meets the Spirit of God in worship. John 4:24 says, "For God is spirit, so those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth." You see, it's both combined. To know the truth that comes forth from God's word, we can step into his holiness now because of God the Father ripped the veil in the temple from top to bottom as Christ died upon the cross so that we can step into his holiness. And when we call upon the name of Jesus Christ and we are saved and made whole, we are anointed with the Holy Spirit. We become holy because his holiness lives within us. And we worship. We worship him in spirit and in truth then. Because it's where our spirit meets the Spirit of God. It's about laying everything before him, repenting of your sin, and stepping into his holiness. What an awesome God that we have. Right now we got one by Emerson Day. This house won't fall.
Testimony, adding brick and mortar to my faith. So when the wind and rain come raging, pouring, beating up on me, I got something that won't break. This house got
we got dust on our Bibles, brand new iPhones, no wonder why we feel this way. Hey, how you been? It's been a while, and I'm just checking in. I miss the way things used to be back in 2017, and I just miss my friend. Hey.
open fire. I've been struggling to find some peace of mind. It's the problem of a nation, and in our generation, we're too busy and can't find the time. Are we busy, or is it all a lie? We got dust on our bibles, brand new iPhones. Don't wonder why we feel this way.
That can easily become the question of the day. Does your Bible have dust on it? Or is it wearing out because you're reading it so much? Taking in the Word of God. Asking the Holy Spirit to lead you in the truth so that you can live out that truth. And so that you can share that truth with people that surround you. Only you can answer that question today. Right now we got one by Colton Dixon. The Love I Have for You.
Woke up feeling anxious, happens on occasion. The feelings I don't deal with overflowing from the basement. I think I've hit a limit, God, it's been a minute. Couple heartbreaks, couple hard days since I paid you a visit. So here I am, back again, asking how I'm ever gonna make it out. You told me once, you told me twice, you say it again a thousand times. With the love I have for you, ain't a mountain you can't move. In the dark I'll be the light, in the fight I'm by your side. When you're weak I'll be strong, you're there when the truth falls. Same way that blind faith is the end all and the be all. Going through the motions, missing all the moments. Time flies and like that I'm right back to broken. But you told me once, you told me twice, you say it again a thousand times. With the love I have for you, ain't a mountain you can't move. In the dark I'll be the light, in the fire hallelujah song. Oh, you're gonna make it through
truth, the love that I have for you. It's river wide, it's to the moon. You'll be alright, you'll make it with the love I have for you. In a mountain you can't move. In the dark I'll be the light. In the fight I'm by your side. When you're weak I'll be strong. You're
You know, guys, when we are made new in the Spirit of God, you see, we're filled with the Holy Spirit. You see, that means that we have the power of the living God, well, living within us. He lives within us through the Holy Spirit. John 7:28 says, "Anyone who believes in me may come and drink, for the scriptures declare rivers of living water will flow from the heart." That means, guys, that the same Holy Spirit that lives in us today is the same Holy Spirit that anointed the disciples about 2,000 years ago. You see, it may seem like, well, they was anointed with more of God's power, but the reality of it is they continually drank from the fountain of the living water within them, allowing the power of the living God, well, into every part of their life. They would draw up water from the river of living water, wanting more and more. And you see, guys, this should be our desire today, to allow God's power to continually fill us to the max so we can be the vessel Jesus desires us to be. We should be longing for more of the streams of water for His glory. Just as Psalms 42:1 says, it says, "As the deer longs for streams of water, so I long for you, O God." Do you long for more of Him each and every day of your life? Not only just in part of your life, but as you go through your whole day. You see, if we are born again in Christ Jesus, we have a fountain of living water flowing within us. So the question is, will you take it in each day and draw from that well it empowers you to do God's will? Will you submit to the Spirit's call? Will you live that life of obedience? Will you allow the power of God to not only fill you, but flow from you? Will you be the hands and feet of Jesus? You know, as we walk through our day, our desire should be that we can't get enough of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And that's why we spend time in His holy and living word. That's why we walk through our day with Him. You see, guys, it's a personal relationship with the one true living God through Christ Jesus. What time do you spend on getting to know Him better, having that more personal walk with Him? Only you can answer that question. But guys, there's nothing like starting your day with Him, walking through your day with Him, and ending your day with Him. Because you will find no one like the one true living God who came to us in the flesh through Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior, our King of Kings, the one who gave it all so that we could have life, so that we could once again have that walk with the Father. And now when we have Him as Lord and Savior of our life, when we are made new and made whole in Jesus' name, well, we just can't get enough of Him. So we dig into His holy and living word so that He can feed us, so that we understand more of the heart of God. And because of our love for Him, then we want to live that life of obedience so that our relationship continues to grow stronger and deeper. It leads us into our next song. It's by Red Rocks Worship. It's a song called "Can't Get Enough." Because you see, it's all about wanting more of our Lord and Savior, to draw closer to Him, just as James says, "And He will draw closer to you." It's all about that closer walk with Jesus. So will you trust Jesus Christ with every part of, well, every part of your being? Will you trust it to the one who will never fail you nor forsake you? Psalm 62:8 says, O my people, trust in him at all times. Pour out your heart to him, for God is our refuge, which means he's our safe place. You see, when we do this, as Ephesians 3:17 says, it says, then Christ will make his home in your hearts. As you trust in him, your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. You see, it's all about trusting him at all times, pouring out your heart to him, allowing him to be your safe place. So remember what Hebrews 3:14 says, for if we are faithful to the end, trusting God just as firmly as when we first believed, we will share in all that belongs to Christ. So guys, we need to run this race of life with endurance, trusting the one true God with every step of our life. You see, he is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Will you allow him to guide you through the Holy Spirit in the path of righteousness that leads to him? Only you can answer that question today, but my prayer is that you're having that close walk with him today, that you're allowing him to lead you and guide you in this life through the Holy Spirit, and that you're being led in a path of righteousness that leads to him. It's all about trusting in God, giving it all over to him. It leads us in our next song. It's by Elevation Worship. It's a song called Trust in God.
Submission, holy as at rest. If you know we serve a faithful God, I need you to clap your hands tonight. Lift up a shout of praise to Jesus. Change my mind, and you never break the promise. You're constant enough.
A song by the Belonging Company. A song that reminds us that, well, he is faithful all the time. That he is so good to me. And he will never leave me nor forsake me. What an awesome God that we have. So we need to go forth and actually sing like we've already won. Because we have already won. Because Jesus is Lord and Savior of our life. And so we should sing it out. That he has redeemed me. Leads us into our next song. It's by Mercy Me. It's a song called Sing Like You've Already Won.
Somewhere out there hanging by a thread, all of your strength is gone. Strength to keep holding on. And don't buy those lies that are in your head that say you should just give up, that you'll never be. Remember, you're a child of the King. Sing, sing like you've already won. Be grateful for all he has done. As long as there's air in your lungs, say.
I've made up my mind, even on my worst of days, no matter what I'm feeling, I'll praise you anyway. My heart gets distracted, pulled a million ways, but constant in my chaos is you will never change. So on the mountains where my joy is, everything you are. You're forever faithful, even when life falls apart. 'Cause you're the God who writes my story, and looking back I find you're doing something perfect in my best and worst of times. So on the mountains where my joy is, rising like the sun, in the valleys where there's silence and my dreams come undone, you're still God, you'll lead me on through victories and despair. It doesn't matter where you take me, I will worship you.
You know, it doesn't matter where we are, but it's about worshiping Him in every part of our life, no matter where we're at, no matter if we're in a high of life or a low of life. It's about worshiping Him there, giving Him glory for everything that is taking place in our life, thanking Him for the good times and the rough times that we're going through, because as we go through the rough times, it's when we draw closest to Him. It's where we find His peace. It leads us into our next song. It's by Leanna Crawford. It's a song called Still Waters.
Great Aunt Marine said at 103, write scripture on your heart for when you need it. 'Cause anxiety hates Psalm 23. So just say it to yourself till you believe it. And I'm feeling like I'm needing it right now. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He leads me by still waters till my fears are gone. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow, my Father, my friend, your goodness.
can, then I fall again. But I thank God he picks me up every single time. He's not done with me, not done with you. No matter what we're going through, our hope is in an empty tomb. And the God that's still not in it, his grace is paved in broken roads. He loves us more than we can know. Till he goes back or we go home. I'm not, you're not. Cause his promises will stand. He'll complete what he began. I got no doubt that he'll be with us through it all. He's not done with me, not done with you. No matter what we're going through, our hope is in an empty tomb. And the God that's still not in it, his grace is taking broken roads. He loves us more than we can know. Till he goes back or we go home. I'm not, you're not.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to 104.1 WPXZ in Punxsutawney, and this is Living Thunder, where the music has a message for all ages. And right now, we got one by Jordan Feliz, a song called Praise God for That.
I've been laying down my head, just how good God's been. And I know I'm not the only one.
No way.
Thankful for the things he's done. If you've been living in the blessings that he's given, then if he's been faithful to you, can I get a hallelujah? Someone saying amen. Can I get a thank you, Jesus, Lord, have mercy. Praise him for all the goodness that he's shown in your life. If you got a song inside your soul, don't hold it back. Somebody praise God for that. Every night he gave you peace. Every time he's waited for you patiently. For how he never changes. For how his love just won't let go.
morning, praise God for that. Oh, can I get a hallelujah? Someone say an amen. Can I get a thank you, Jesus? Lord, have mercy, praise Him for all the goodness that He's shown in your life. If you got a song inside your soul, don't hold it back. Somebody praise God.
Hey guys, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Living Thunder, and we're on every Sunday morning from 8 to 10, and it's great to be with you guys for another Sunday. And right now, I would like to thank the Living Thunder sponsors, and they include Steffi Chapel, who invites you to join them each Sunday morning for services. Worship service begins there at 8:30, and Sunday school begins at 9:30. Paradise Community Church, who welcomes you to attend their services. Sunday morning worship begins there at 9:30, with Sunday school falling at 10:45. Kavod Methodist Church, everyone is welcome to attend their services, and Sunday school begins there at 9 o'clock, with worship service beginning at 10 a.m., and all individuals who make donations to the ministry, we thank each and every one of them for their generosity, which allows us to share the message and hope of Jesus on the air. Right now, we got one by Patrick Mayberry, a song called Breakthrough Miracle.
The odds stacked against me, surrounded on all sides, but I've heard you can part the waters, so in your name, come and turn the tide. Staring at this mountain, no chance I'm getting through, but I've heard they can melt before you, so in your name I'm asking it to move. Let that breath.
Miracle, power, pour out. I need a breakthrough. Miracle, moment right. is finished, it is done. Yeah, I heard you told death it was over. So in your name, I'll claim this fight is won.
You know, guys, the breakthrough miracle power that he speaks of is the power of God that can save you. You see, when Jesus is Lord and Savior of your life, we have an eternal hope, a hope that starts when we are made new, a hope that, well, this world can't steal away, a hope that's not shaken by fear because we know that all things are in His hands. In Psalms 42:11, it says, "Why am I discouraged? Why is my heart so sad? I will put my hope in God. I will praise Him again, my Savior and my God." You see, we should not be discouraged. We should not be sad because we have put our hope in the one true living God. And we need to remind ourselves that He is over everything. And one day He shall return for His children. So know what Hebrews 6:19 says. It says, "This hope is a strong and trustworthy anchor for our souls. It leads us through the curtain into God's inner sanctuary." The hope of Jesus is eternal, and it can start now. So, Romans 15:13 says, "I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in Him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit." It comes down to this, guys. We dare to hope in the Lord Jesus Christ and experience a rest for your soul. Because the eternal hope you find in the one true God through Christ Jesus, it's eternal. That hope, when you place your life in His hands, when you repent of your sin and ask Jesus to be Lord and Savior of your life and go and proclaim it now and forevermore, we see it's a hope that allows us to look at tomorrow being excited about it. Because when we go into our day focused on Jesus, the excitement comes from being able to be His vessel, to be His voice, to be His hands and feet, knowing that we have a hope now and forevermore that's in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you don't have that hope today, then open your life to Jesus today and experience what it means to have hope in your life. Because true hope is only found in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It leads us into our next song. It's a song by Sanctus Real, and it's a song called "Dare to Hope."
How do you pick up the pieces of a home that's torn apart? How do you believe for healing for a grieving broken heart? It's only by the hope of Jesus that light bursts through the dark to meet us where we are.
Great. I will dare to hope. this heartache, become holy ground, because you turn a cross of suffering into my victory now. It's only by the blood of Jesus, he laid his life down, so my life could be found. And that's why I hope. Says he's worth fighting for. How God still carries the weight of this broken world. So though my sorrow is great, I will dare to hope for my healing, dare to hope for my family, dare to hope for my future. Shaken by fear, can't be taken by force, lifts a soul from despair and says it's worth fighting for. How God still carries the weight of this broken world. So though my sorrow is great, I will dare to.
See, guys, when we have an eternal hope, we have a hope in Jehovah Rapha, the true God who heals. When God came in the flesh through his one and only Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, he came as a one-time sacrifice so that my sin and your sin would be pardoned. You see, he was flogged, beaten, and then he laid his life on the cross, where he poured out his blood for the forgiveness of sin. Not stopping there, but rising from the grave to conquer sin and death, he did this so we can have new life in him. You see, all who call upon the Lord will be saved. Isaiah 53:5 speaks of what was done to him and what happened as he went through it. It says, "But he was pierced for our rebellion, crushed for our sins. He was beaten so we could be whole. He was whipped so we could be healed." You see, this wasn't a light beating that Jesus went through so that we could be healed. Isaiah 52:14 tells us that after he went through the first part of his beating, he says, "Many were amazed when they saw him. His face was so disfigured, he seemed hardly human. And from his appearance, one would scarcely know he was a man." The one who knew no sin, you see, became sin so we could be healed. And so he is Jehovah Rapha, because it's in Christ that we can be healed and made whole. It's only through Christ that we can have a way to come into the kingdom of heaven. It's only through Christ Jesus that we can have a way to the Father. It's all because of what he done for each and every one of us. As he personally carried our sin to the cross, as 1 Peter tells us, he took my sin and your sin, and he pardoned that sin. He forgave the sins of the world, but today, to receive that, it's about repenting of your sin, calling upon the name of Jesus Christ to be saved. It's asking him to be your Lord and Savior, asking him to heal you and make you whole and make you new. asking him to anoint you with the Holy Spirit so that you can live a life to bring glory to his name. When you receive that healing, it'll change your life forever. So if the Holy Spirit's calling upon your heart today, calling upon your life today, don't harden your heart against God today, but open your heart and your life to him and experience what it means to be healed and made whole in Jesus' name. It leads us in our next song. It's a song by Stephen McWhirter, and it's a song called Rapha.
God, Jehovah Rapha, you're our healer, you alone, and we will trust you, Jehovah.
Sure.
And I take my life and let it be my soul devoted, Lord, to thee. Take my moments and all my days, make them endless praise. Take my heart and let it move in spirit and in truth for the glory of your name. With every breath that's in me, with every song,
bit of Lauren Daigle there for you, a song called Let It Be a Hallelujah. Let every word, every expression that comes forth from us be a hallelujah, which means God be praised. Right now we got one by Forrest Frank. Your way is better.
Sin. I need a friend to call my own. I need a house to call my home. When I'm broken down inside and there's nowhere else to hide, I need a place where I feel known. Can someone help me? Then I hear you reply, bringing teardrops to my eyes, saying I'm not alone. Oh Lord, I need you now more than ever. Would you put my heart back together? I searched the world till my head hurt just to find out your ways better. Oh, oh, your
when you say making waves like a jet ski. You love every part of me, even when I was messy. Now I see the art in your beauty, so I can finally sing out. Jehovah Jireh, provider. Find out your ways better. Oh, oh, your ways better. Oh, oh, your ways better. Oh, Lord, your ways better. Jesus, Lord, I need you now more than any ever. Would you put my heart back together? I searched the world till my head entered.
In the worst kind of lonely, with a thousand fake friends on the screen. Mistakes, they just keep piling up, while the mirror is your worst enemy. But there's not a day I haven't loved you for the life of me. Your pain and every night that you weep, and I will bury them all for the life of me. And even when death comes and makes you fall asleep, I will wake you up again for the life of me.
That's a song by a disciple, a song called For the Life of Me, a song that truly reminds us that if we are in Christ Jesus, His promise still stands today. What an awesome God that we have. Right now, we're going to take it back just a few years with Thousand Foot Crutch, a song called Falls Apart.
I want to see every hand up in this place. Let's go.
Bit of Thousand Foot Crutch there for you, a song called Falls Apart, a song that truly reminds us, you know, whenever we, well, step into that humanness and we think we can do it on our own, well, that's when things fall apart, because Christ is the one who strengthens us. Right now we got one by new song. It's a song called Church People.
Small town, hands held high, the walls fall down. If your heart's on fire, if it's changed your life, let the whole world know it's time to testify. So come on, come on, come on, come on, tell me. Come on, come on, let me ask you this. Church people, church people, where you at? Hold your hands up high, it's a matter of fact. If you love my Jesus, then you won't hold back. Hold me right now, when my church
trying to reclaim my sanity. Nothing in my veins but vanity. It's the same old, same old. You told me it's your battle, God, so I need you to fight. Cause if I'm gonna live, then there's some things I need to die. My ego, my pride. Somebody give my past my sympathies. Tell the old me I'm not missing me. He can call, but I'm not listening. Tell the same old, same old. My ego, my pride, my grip on my life. Throw it all into the fire and leave no survivors. Back the dark to get me closer to the light. Somebody tell my enemies there's nowhere left to hide. You told me it's your battle, God, so I need you to fight. Cause if I'm gonna live, then there's some things I need to die.
In Romans 5:1 it says, therefore, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ our Lord has done for us. You see, because of what Jesus Christ done for us, we can have peace like a river in our lives. We have this peace because of our walk with our Lord and Savior. So guys, we need to remember what Romans 8:6 says. It says, so letting your sinful nature control your mind leads to death, but letting the Spirit control your mind leads to life and peace. So guys, it all comes down to this. When we allow the Spirit of God to guide us and direct us, to control our minds, we can have peace. It's where we find life. And if we don't, well, when we let our sinful nature control our mind, His word tells us it leads to death. So guys, we need to heed to the Spirit's call upon our life. We need to dig into God's holy and living word and allow Him to feed us so that the Holy Spirit can guide us in His truth so that we can go and share His message and His truth. Isaiah 48:18 says, oh, that you had listened to my commands, then you would have had peace flowing like a gentle river and righteousness rolling over you like waves in the sea. So guys, it comes down to this. Will you live a life of obedience because of His holiness, His righteousness, because of your love for Him? My prayer is that you have peace today. And if you don't, would you listen today and repent of your sin and turn from your evil ways and proclaim Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior of your life now and forevermore. Because you see, that's where you will find life. That's where you have peace like a river flowing within you. It's where you find rest for your soul and a hope for all eternity. My prayer is that if you don't have that walk with Jesus today, if the Spirit's knocking upon your heart's door, then don't harden your heart, but open your heart and life to Jesus. Be made new and be made whole and experience what life is all about. It's where you find purpose of life. It's found in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It leads us in our next song. It's by Citizens Way. And it's a song called Peace Like a River. That peace is only found through Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior.
I had to lose it all to find what I really have. Money turns to ash, and power doesn't last, and all I need you gave to me for free.
Because he is Lord and Savior of our lives, we will praise him anywhere and in every way. Because he is worthy of all our praise. Psalms 35:10 says, with every bone in my body I will praise him. Lord, who can compare with you? Who else rescues the helpless from the strong? Who else protects the helpless and poor from those who rob them? There is only one Lord and Savior, one King of Kings, only one who is eternity to eternity. He alone is worthy. Psalms 151 through 2 says, praise the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary, praise him in his mighty heaven, praise him for his mighty works, praise his unequaled greatness. Will you praise him for who he is today? He alone is Lord of all, and no one or anything can match his greatness. No one can compare with him. He alone rescues. He alone will heal and make whole. What an awesome God that we have. My prayer is that you praise him with your whole being, now and forevermore. Leads us into our last song for the day by Brandon Lake. It's a song called praise you anywhere. Song that truly reminds us to praise our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ anywhere and with our whole being. This is your host Ken Goto saying farewell, live life loving God, and I'll see you next Sunday morning right here on Living Thunder. And I want to remind you, you can also go to WPXZ1041FM.com, click on the Living Thunder program to listen on demand anytime, any day of the week.